NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was at La Placita Church in Los Angeles today. Shortly after, word came that the Pope had died. The parish is the spiritual home to many immigrants from all over Latin America.
They are holding impromptu masses here just with the congregants singing. Many people are crying. They're all remembering the Pope and his many visits to Latin America and his legacy.
How do Catholics in Los Angeles remember the Pope?
The Pope visited Los Angeles in 1987, and you have to remember that Los Angeles boasts the largest Catholic archdiocese in the United States. There are 5 million Catholics here. He had several outdoor masses. He was only here for 2 days, but he impacted a lot of people. He gave mass at Dodger Stadium, at the Universal Amphitheater, and at the Coliseum. He had meetings with Muslim and Buddhist and Hindu and Jewish representatives. And he met with many young people here. He traveled through the city in his Pope Mobile, and he went through a lot of different neighborhoods of the city. It's a very ethnically diverse city, as you know. And he managed to ride through the whole city. A lot of people came out to see him. In some ways, he was bigger than a rock star. I mean, people were just flocking to him to see him, to catch a glimpse of him in his Pope Mobile.
Tomorrow is the first day of 9 days of mourning for the Pope. Are there any plans for a special mass at La Placita Church?
You know, there are many masses here planned, yes, for the Pope. And as well, in the new cathedral downtown, there's a special mass tonight and then several throughout the weekend.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco in Los Angeles. Thank you, Mandalit.
Thank you.